All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Stefan Roulette. He is the CEO of FRNT Financial. And Stefan, it's good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, excited to have you on a little bit more about what's going on in the company. And you've been around, about 5 years or so. So maybe just give us a bit of background on the company and what you do.
Yeah, so FRNT is a digital asset investment bank. So we provide a lot of the similar services to corporates and institutional asset managers that the traditional investment banking community is either not positioned, either doesn't have the expertise, or doesn't have the infrastructure to support, of which that has been growing a lot. So we're very early to this development. We launched the company, with very little capital and grown organically since kind of the late 2018 market cycle, and have been building the business to where, we can support the full needs of, for example, a Bitcoin miner. We can help them raise money, sometimes denominated in Bitcoin. We can hedge their exposure. We can help them sell their assets. We can help them borrow against their assets and essentially advise them on effective capital market strategy within cryptocurrency and with our traditional financial experience.
Stefan, in research of your company, I read a quote from you, which I found interesting, where you said, "We've been building the company specifically for this time in the market." What did you mean by that?
Yeah, so the institutional adoption curve has been interesting in digital assets. So when in 2018, when I left my prior trading job working at a bank, and I said that I wanted to do an institutional sales role where I taught hedge funds about the great trading opportunities and otherwise in digital assets, I was crazy. It was something that people really couldn't see. In 2021, it was a bit of a strange market cycle for institutions because they were dealing with a lot. They were working remotely for the first time. It was COVID and all of that. So really, with the launch of the US Bitcoin ETFs in 2024, and now with the Trump administration coming in and essentially making institutions feel comfortable that they can participate in the space without retribution, the product market fit that we've been building towards this entire time is finally there. Our business pipeline is larger than we've ever seen it. And essentially, like with capital and organic revenue, we think FRNT is going to hit a growth trajectory in the next months that, we really haven't seen before for the business.
Now, to support that, you've announced a $2 million capital raise through a private placement. Tell me a little bit about that, and more importantly, you're using the money for a very specific reason.
Yeah, so we launched the deal to launch our own Bitcoin treasury, which is obviously a relatively in vogue announcement right now, and to support marketing the firm and our services and working capital as always. The biggest kind of influx of clients that we've ever seen to our business is happening right now with these Bitcoin treasury companies. I mean, a lot of these businesses were pharmaceutical shells or something like that a few months ago. All of a sudden, they've announced these Bitcoin treasuries. They've opportunistically raised, plenty of capital. They've bought digital assets, Bitcoin or otherwise, and they don't know what to do with it. And some of these people have, some of them even haven't bought Bitcoin yet, and they've said that they're going to because they aren't really comfortable executing. Crypto is a space where there is unfortunately remains a lot of bad actors. There's a lot of sharp corners that I like to, that is the way that I like to describe it. And our team has better part of a decade of experience in this space. We've learned all the hard lessons. We know who the solid operators are. We know the right structures that allow for clients to not get burnt in bad situations. And that's the and so the reason why we launched the Bitcoin Treasury is because we're seeing so many clients coming to us for our expertise and infrastructure. Some of them are going like, "Well, this is such a good idea. Why don't you do it yourself?" So we've launched a Bitcoin treasury because we think we're particularly well suited to manage one. We think we're going to use it as a really strong show to our clients and saying like, "Look how productive you can be with Bitcoin. You can earn yield on it. You could use it as collateral for transactions. You can do a whole bunch of different activities that aren't very well known with Bitcoin." And so it was very natural for us to announce this. And we're excited in this Bitcoin treasury announcement. Our intention is to continue to grow the company, opportunistically raise capital where it's appropriate, and push it into something like a Bitcoin treasury or other productive strategies.
That makes a lot of sense. Stefan, thanks so much. Great to get an update on where you're at, and it sounds like it's exciting days ahead. So we look forward to following your story. All right.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Good to see you. There's Stefan Roulette, the CEO of FRNT Financial.